Start New Beginnings. I'm Dana Greco. I'm family therapist and couples therapist, too.
You're many things.
Yes, I am many things. And yes. A certified mediator. And you are?
I am Don DeRoche.
And we're from the Mediation and Family Counseling Group. Yeah. So today's topic is going to be a very interesting one. And I think a lot of people will relate to it. It's about the online dating and its phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was looking up some of the things as to when it got started. There really is no good information as to when it started.
I would imagine
the beginning
when
was. But 2004. There were 844 sites, lifestyle dating sites, which was, that's the end of 2004. At the beginning of 94, there were half of those. Mm-hmm. So in 2004, they actually increased tremendously.
Yeah, because we were coming out of the personal ads in the newspaper. That's
right.
Really the
exactly.
Original.
That was the original one. Right.
And then you only had like one little snippet of like, you know, what you were looking for.
Right.
And then you'd have like a little call number. Not that I ever answered any of them.
Oh.
But people, no, I had somebody make me answer one.
Uh-huh.
And what a disaster.
Was it?
Ugh.
Okay.
Ugh.
Well, we'll talk about online dating now.
You know what's nice about online dating is
yes.
There is a photograph, but we're going to talk mm-hmm. about photograph and how realistic it is.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just as much of a when
yeah.
you see them in person.
Right, right.
Okay, so
that's true. So do you know of anybody who did personal ad besides yourself? You answered that one time. Do you know anybody that did a personal?
Yeah, actually, I do. Yeah. We have a couple.
And was there success?
They're
right?
still together. Still They're together almost 25 years, and they are heading out to Paris next week.
Wow.
Okay. Now that their son is in college. They're
so it does
terrific
work.
Couple.
So that
oh,
worked.
I think it works. Yeah,
so
I know.
Online
you know what?
Works.
I actually knew an older couple. They were in their 60s,
mm-hmm.
and she answered one of his ads, and they are still together. Well, they're old now, but... And maybe they don't even know who each other is. But they
maybe they don't know how they got together.
Right. But they did meet
yes.
on a personal ad.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's
so
good.
I think
but
there's been a lot of success in this sort of arena.
I think it's still taboo. People don't want to talk about it. They don't want to say they're online.
Well,
they don't want anybody to know they're online. And they don't want to say that that's how they met.
And
I think there's
I
a lot
do
of people
hear
that.
Like that. There's a lot of people that will talk very openly about it,
mm-hmm.
but those who don't talk openly about it are the ones that are still in the traditional mindset that, hey, you know what? If it's meant to be, I'm going to meet them on the street, or I'm going to meet them through friends, or
it's
I'm going to meet them
they
by that kind
in the
of destiny.
Destiny thing. But you know what? Why can't online dating be destiny?
I mean, who's to say that, you know,
it's
you don't browse
tool.
Over somebody
exactly.
and they go, oh, my God, because
yeah.
it was some divine intervention that
that's
made
right.
you click on that one
exactly.
picture.
Exactly.
I believe
or
in that.
Or you may read something that you like.
Yeah,
you know.
Something that's 60. But the thing is, too, that I'm realizing,
yeah. yes.
and I don't know if it's because I'm older now,
mm-hmm.
but when I was younger.
More mature.
Well, okay, more mature. I was on the street. I'd meet people on the bus
mm-hmm.
and date them. You know, I'd meet them in the hallway and I'd date them. You would meet people and just automatically hit it off,
right.
and that would be a start of some kind of, you know, little dating thing. But
sure.
now, I think because there's online, I get a sense that people, if they don't, they're not going to talk to you on the street, they'll
right.
just wait to see you online.
But don't
then
you
they'll
think,
find you.
But don't you think that the way people are meeting online differs, obviously, from when you just see somebody on the street? Because when you meet somebody on the street, you might get that attractiveness and connection and maybe sexual connection.
Yes,
right?
Sort of.
Which you're not going to get online.
No, you don't get the chemistry
but
online.
But it's almost like it's more of like a logical searching. Like you're logically searching.
Well, you're looking for more things when you have a lot more information.
Right.
At the onset.
So wouldn't it be a better situation than meeting somebody on the street who you know nothing about, but then there's like you're a man, you're a man and a woman, so that's why you're connecting.
Right, not all the time, but that's true.
But
yes.
you don't have anything more than that.
No, other than say, hey, listen, you know, here's my number.
Right.
Why don't we get together? And then at that point, you try and.
That's why
get to know them a little bit
right.
more. But we're going to talk about those people who put on the profile things that aren't even true.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So right from the get start,
that.
You meet somebody on the street, you
yeah.
pretty much see they you,
you
know what
see
you
who
see
who they are, right? You know
what you
their
see
height,
is
you
what
know their
you
weight.
Get immediately,
yes.
right? They can't lie about that right,
right
in front of you,
right?
Okay,
they maybe could lie about their age, but you know
mm-hmm.
if you care, you know, do
but
you really care
thing.
About the age?
Sometimes of course, it makes
yeah.
a difference. Well, sure,
why?
If they're like 16 years younger.
Yeah, but if you don't notice the difference.
If you're close to the same age group
yeah.
and it's a mature, like if there's a generation gap, you have to think
that's
about
different.
That.
That's different.
Well, that's what I'm thinking
sure.
of.
Yeah.
No, if you look good and look
and you sound good, you sound mature, and you sound, you know, where the, it does it, like the 16 years may not be that much of a difference.
In some cases, sometimes that younger person is much more mature than, or it relatively equals out with that other person. But what I'm going to say is those who are online, it allows the ones that are shy to be able to sort of be uninhibited and be able to put themselves out there. Whereas, I mean, me, wouldn't believe, but I'm quite shy.
No way.
Oh, you're just kidding me. You know how shy I am. Get tongue-tied.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to talk to somebody on the street. No, I don't know. And I don't even make eye contact. So for people like me, it would be good because I feel like I can't, I'm not that type of person that could just...
pick up a conversation. Well, but you could pick up a conversation.
I'm very conversational, right. but if I feel like the person is flirting with me,
then I
get all nervous. Okay.
All right. So one thing I do want to talk about is some different sites and maybe what's different about them.
Yes, you know, there's lots of different categories.
Right. So I think there's a lot, you know, there's like Christian, there's Jewish, there's Indian, there's Black Christian.
You know, Muslims are a huge, huge clientele on the online. It's taken off for the Muslim.
Is that right?
Population. Yep. The arranged marriages are being replaced by online.
Really?
It's huge. Huge.
Wow.
100 million Muslims are on. Okay.
So some of these sites, they pair people by race, by sexual orientation, by religion.
How about by their parent and they're married single? There's single
parenting.
Well, that's
what I was thinking. I was thinking with what you just said. Maybe the Muslims have their parents write the profile.
So that's right.
So instead of matching,
I am representing my brother, my son Habib.
So some do, like Match does Myers-Briggs personality test.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information when you are on these sites that go beyond. Some of these, I know Match has offered like speed dating events. They have a lot of like single events that go on.
Well, I wonder
if part of a whole community.
Is that from Match or is that like a sponsor of Match will do
that?
Well,
maybe they sponsor it, but there's more going on than just the online. They've really gotten themselves into like, it's a community.
Right. Well, yes. And there's some that you pay for, like Match, and there's some that you don't pay for.
There's free.
Like there's plenty of fish.
Yep.
There's OkCupid.
Yep.
You know, those are free sites. And some of those sites, like OkCupid, they actually argue that it's bad to be paying for a site because there's a conflict of interest. So in terms of Match, they actually don't want you to find somebody.
So you know, they want you to find somebody.
They want you to find somebody initially, but then they want you to lose that and then get back on Match.com. Because the thing is once you find somebody, then they lose you as a customer.
Yes, but I have heard that some of my, and I do have a lot of single clients that are online. They say, yeah, you know, I haven't been on for a while. Then I went back on a couple of years later because the relationship they were in, you know, kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
And they see the same people still online.
Oh,
it's so embarrassing.
Because it's a cycle.
They're so embarrassing.
They're
I know, it's like
going
recycled.
For 2 years. They're
yes.
going for 2 years
yes.
and then they're done.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that because one of the things I want to point out is the statistics say that 96% of those online daters don't get past the second date. Now, don't let that be a discouraging, you know, point, but we're going to talk about how to make
96% of people?
96% of those who have gone out don't make it past the second date. The second date, they give it a second chance, and then by then they're like, because a lot of times the problem with this is that different from what it was long ago where you just met somebody in your neighborhood.
Right.
Because it was the old world.
So you had a lot of in common because you were from the same neighborhood.
But not only that, but everybody, because of the way we're so impatient now, we're such an impulsive, impatient society.
Yeah,
that
we can't wait.
Not only that, but we also feel like there's something more. There's something more. There's something more.
Something
better. Different. Something better.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to. We'll talk about that a little later, about why they don't just stop and make the most of what they feel has been like the, what it's met the criteria for the most part. You've met somebody that has all the qualities that you're looking for, maybe lacking some, but then why not build off of that?
Well, maybe not, because one of the things I wanted to bring up, there was an ad actually in one of the local newspapers here about honesty and dishonesty within online dating. And some of the sites that were the most, some of the cities that were the most honest for men were Houston, Phoenix, and Boston.
So they're honest men?
They're honest men.
Uh-huh.
And the honest women were in Charlotte, Houston, and Minneapolis. And then in terms of the dishonesty, and maybe this gets to your point of 96%, because if you find that they were dishonest the first date, you're not feeling good as it is. And maybe you're like, oh, you know what, let me give it a second try. But then after that, they're like, you know what, you lied to me the first time.
I'm thinking they're lying on the second date.
You're thinking they're lying on the second date?
I think that what comes, oh, by the way, I should tell you this.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, yeah, we'll get into that a little bit.
Because after the first one sparked a chemistry, and they're like, oh, you know what? You know, we're hitting it off. It's really good.
Right.
So she'll understand, or he'll understand, yes, when I tell them what the real truth is.
Not a good time to get into it at that point, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. So in terms of the dishonest state cities, men was Washington, D.C., and they lied about,
well, of course we know,
career and education.
And their political stand and what they can do for us.
Whether a Democrat or a Republican.
And what they can do for our country.
And San Francisco was number two. Mm. And that was career and money earned.
Mm.
And number three was New York. And listen to this. It was everything. They lied about everything.
Wow. Okay. Because you know why? Why do you think?
Well, I think the thing is in New York, New Yorkers are pushing the envelope. They're always pushing the envelope. They're always trying to market themselves in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Frank Sinatra said it best. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah. It's even like, if it means lying your way through. But still, I think it's because it's so competitive.
It definitely is very competitive here. And you know, you just have to do what you got to do, right?
Yes.
So in terms of women, it's Las Vegas is number one, and it's age and career. Washington, D.C., again, for the women, is career and education, the same thing the men are lying about, which is very interesting when the two of them get together.
Are they talking about? I mean, I hope they keep track of their stories.
Maybe they lied and both had the same careers. Mm. Who knows? Atlanta is age and weight.
Mm.
So that was number three.
Atlanta's age and weight. Atlanta, Georgia is one of the biggest people
in the biggest country.
Yeah. Aren't they like the number one?
I don't know.
Yes. They're like obese.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Right. So, you know what? I lied. I'm really 500 pounds. I told you I was 450. we love you, Georgia.
Well, one thing I wanted to start getting into here is virtual dating. But, before I get into virtual dating, I want to talk about
virtual real estate,
right, with Laura Memesha. But she doesn't have a virtual site. But she is from Realty Advisors in Wantagh. Her phone number is 516-984-0343. And I tell you, she's really great. Whether you're renting, you're buying, you're selling, it doesn't matter. She's good. She doesn't bring you to places just to show you places or to show the person that she listed.
Well, she knows everybody, too. She's very community-oriented.
She's very community-oriented, and she's no-nonsense.
Right, but she doesn't gossip.
I love the no-nonsense. There's no gossip. She's down to earth. She's very business oriented. She's just, you know, it's good. It's really good.
Take the number.
Yep. It's 516-984-0343. And when we come back, we're going to talk about
virtual dating. But don't forget to have them tell her, Laura, that Dana and Don sent you.
That's right. Okay. Dana and Don.
Dana and Don. That's who we are.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Are you confused about which diet is right for you? Are you tired of being tired? How about improving your energy, strength, and appearance? Hi, I'm Rika Keck, a holistic nutrition and wellness consultant. If you have answered yes to any of my questions, contact me now at nyintegratedhealth.com or at 646-285-8588. Initiate change and transform your life.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts and touchy subjects. All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait. I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn up. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. Just haven't met you yet.
And welcome back to New Beginnings. This is Dana and Don. We're talking about online dating, and we're seeing that a lot of it is quite successful.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer the stigma that right. once had. And people are really meeting some interesting people and having long-lasting, fulfilling relationships. And we want for today, for those of you who are thinking about going online or have been online, to feel more encouraged, and we wish you all the success. Now,
yeah, well, I think also there's more younger people that are comfortable with technology and things like that, so they get on and... For them, it's okay.
Yeah,
because it's acceptable. Just a normal.
Well, look, the other thing was you never wanted to meet somebody in a bar, too. That had a stigma to it. Like, yeah, we met at the bar. Yeah. And we were like, you know, over gin and tonics. And
right.
who knows what conversation and how realistic those relationships
you never
can
know.
Be.
You never know what you're going to get.
So
that's why a lot of people say, you know, do what you like. Do something, do an activity, do something that you like. And if you meet somebody through something that you like...
Well, that's always been my first thing. What is the favorite activity? This is what I say to my clients. Like, what is it like that you like to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then go there and do it more and meet people, like tennis, you know? And
right.
you go and you meet
right.
people playing tennis. And next thing you know, because you want to have that partnership
that's
shared interest.
Yes.
And this is something that I find that I really... point out to some of my couples when they're writing their profile, put in the profile what it is that you're looking for. You're looking for a tennis partner.
Be specific.
Yeah, you're looking for a tennis partner, a hiking partner,
right.
you know, somebody you love to cook with,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things, because you're going to draw on people that have similar interests. There's nothing wrong with meeting somebody that has a completely different lifestyle
mm-hmm.
that's going to, you know, maybe expand your
right.
things and
expand your thinking through
somebody. And that's okay to be exposed mm-hmm. to new activities.
Right.
But bottom line is, when it comes down to what you like to do in your free time
yep.
and what they like to do in their free time, and if it's not the same, you really do find that it's different. Like, this person will want to go biking.
There'll be a conflict,
and the other person wants to go shopping. Chances are, with
very
such
different.
Little time we have, neither one's going to want to do the other.
Right.
At first they will,
yep. yeah,
but not
first.
2 years from now.
Well, that's why people go back on after 2 years.
So remember,
so
know what you want to do.
I want to talk about virtual dating, because that's a little different than online dating. But it's a form of online dating, but it also includes online gaming to some degree. So they use avatars to interact with the other person, and just to resemble a real-life dating environment. And they play games, explore together. They take relationship quizzes, things like that. Maybe they'll go to a virtual cafe in Paris or the Caribbean.
But do they get to know who the other person is? Do they know who that person is?
Well, I guess
is?
They could keep virtual dating if they wanted to, but I guess it's a way for them to see something different about the person, to see how they interact and see them in different situations.
And I think it's also a way for us to sort of step out of our like little, you know, personality comfort zone and to become and just and maybe explore different parts of ourselves. The nice thing about online dating too is it breaks through that, you know, inhibition. Like you can be a little bit
more
open.
You can be yourself maybe a little
more. Or more,
sure.
Like explore. Mm-hmm. Okay,
you can explore something that you wanted to but were afraid to.
And also you have that kind of repertoire, like that conversation back and forth. You can talk about things that maybe you wouldn't normally do face to face.
Yeah, true. That's okay. True. Okay, so next one is video dating. And I know we've heard this before, is that you know, create a video, a three to five minute webcam interview.
That's how it started. Remember that personals they used to say, hi,
yes.
I'm Betty.
Exactly. Okay. So now they have that online.
Wow.
So you can have the, you know, 3 to 5 minute
yes,
video.
Yes, and then they would go and they would look at all the tapes and they'd sit there.
That's right.
And then would they pay for the hour, like how long it took them to look at all the tapes?
I think that was during the dating game era.
Oh,
right?
I forgot
that?
All about that.
And then
they
have online dating assistants. So if you need somebody to write your profile for you, you don't have enough time for that.
Wow.
Then you can have an assistant that will do, they will actually create it for you.
So there's money to be made for those creative writers.
Yes. And I know one of the things that we've talked about before is I know you had mentioned, and I think you want to talk about this a little bit more, but sometimes you don't get a response back. Like you send something out, you keep sending things out.
Well,
and
there's
you don't
a
get
lot
a
of very, yes. Well, you see these, you know, very appealing types out there, and I've discovered that when you can browse them or wink at them or whatever they do with them to get their attention and you won't hear back from them.
Yeah.
And I've heard many times that, you know, especially the women clients, they're like, he doesn't even, you know, not even nothing back, no response.
Nothing.
Turns out that these are phony profiles.
They're phony profiles.
They're the way to build up the...
So now who puts that on? Would Match put phony profiles
I'm
up?
I'm not mentioning names.
You're not? Okay.
But I would imagine that's how they had... You had to build up the site. There had to be... It's like Adam and Eve, you know, you had to start with somebody.
Yeah, right.
Right?
So you might as well put up a whole bunch of ghosts.
And then just build from there. Like you now, because when you're online...
Wouldn't you do a wink? What is a wink?
A wink, I don't know. I think it's when you let somebody know that you're interested, but you don't have to, you want them to respond back to you.
Some sort of response, but they're not, there's no words. They're just winking.
Have you ever noticed that when you're on the computer and like some of these little single site ads come up and they're so attractive, these people?
Yeah.
Like they never put anybody that you actually see.
No, you don't see any ugly people there.
No, you never see the person that you actually meet, you know,
right.
I think are the ghosts. They're using models.
Right. They're using model. They're paying people to use their pictures.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So, I do want to talk about the pitfalls of online dating.
Yes, there are pitfalls.
And there are pitfalls and disadvantages.
And there's also some danger we have to prepare you for.
Yeah, sure. That would be under a pitfall.
Yeah. yeah. That would be a bad thing.
Yes. Or a sinkhole.
Yeah.
So you don't know what they really look like until you meet them. I mean, this is the problem because they put up a picture. I mean, maybe the picture is from 20 years ago.
Well, that was a comedian who said, he goes, listen, you're going to put your picture up. He goes, I don't want to see a Walkman in your hand. So, all right, I want to see a current newspaper.
Right, current newspaper.
Because you think you're getting away with that? You're not.
Yes.
Because as soon as I meet you, I'm going to go, okay. Yeah, I mean, unless you're meeting somebody who doesn't see well.
Yeah, so that's when you meet them for the first time, you'll be like, wait.
Yeah, and you're offended from the start.
Like, what?
Well, how?
Why did you
all right,
do
so
that?
Does a person feel deceived when meeting and haven't been told the truth?
Absolutely.
All right, they put on their site they're 5'10", and then you meet them. You
know, 5 foot.
And, you know, you got to you notice that.
That you think you would notice, yes.
Okay.
So also, there's no commonality with anyone that you know. It's really a complete stranger. You don't know anything about them other than what they wrote on this site. And it could be completely different than who they are.
I'll tell you a story. I had a friend of mine. She was very enamored with somebody. They were going back and forth for months. He was a soldier in Iraq. He had a great photograph. He sent her 2 dozen beautiful, perfect, like they were from heaven, roses. He'd sent her son all these video games. It was going on and on and on. It was really
for months?
For months. And she was so excited about meeting because now it was Christmas time. He was going to come to Florida. That's where she was. Right before he comes to Florida, he starts talking about how some of his money is tied up and he's not going to be able to like have enough when he gets there. So would it be all right if she sent him a suitcase of money?
What?
And she was devastated. But turns out it was not the soldier in the picture.
Wow.
That was a photograph of somebody else, and he had been scamming her the whole time.
Wow, that's horrible.
It is really, because you have to be careful. I mean, you're tugging at somebody's heart, and somebody who's looking for a relationship, you know, is very vulnerable, because, you know, to fall in love, and this is what most people want, and then you meet somebody, or you're talking to somebody, they actually think that you're going to have this type of romance.
Sure.
And then the rug is pulled out from you.
Yes.
So some of the pitfalls, I guess, is a lot of that rejection and deception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, next thing is expectations. So, you know, just certain expectations that you might have.
Don't have expectations.
That you shouldn't have any. But just from reading, you might be reading into something that's on the profile. And you really just, and this is in relationships in general, expectations can kill everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you really have to be careful with what you do expect of someone else.
Well, that kills any relationship, in that you find that people, even if after they're married, they still have expectations. It's just not
that's
a good way to go.
That's usually when some of them, they get their expectations. They get married and now they think differently of the person. So it's like everything's going along okay when they're not married. All of a sudden they're married and now they think like this person is supposed to change and do something different because they're married.
Well, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. And one of the other things too is they say, is to be punctual, okay? Mm-hmm. When you show up and you say, or be reliable. When you say you're going to call that person, call that person at that time,
right,
you know, that you agree to. Reliability is very important.
Meet where you say you were going to meet at the time that you said you were going to meet there.
Right, and no cancellations. If you're going to constantly cancel, sometimes they just lead you on or drag this thing out.
I can't imagine canceling. Your first date canceling?
I had one that's that crazy. They wanted to cancel.
Wow.
That's just fear. Then we'll.
Yes,
that's a
that
whole
is
other
fear.
Issue.
So staying within your league is another, you know, thing that you should think
about.
Oh
my God. You know how many times I've seen them, they go like, oh, he's so, and I go, you know what? Why are you shooting for somebody in that league? Because maybe they seem that like so wonderful, but is that somebody that really suits your lifestyle?
Right.
Okay.
Sure. You got to be careful with what you're looking for. Be realistic.
It's got to be, you have to be compatible with the person. Mm-hmm. There are sites that are about meeting very wealthy people, but remember, you know, he's also, or she's also looking for somebody that is, I guess, compatible.
Yeah,
they're
maybe.
Very wealthy,
maybe.
And you're not.
Not always.
What do you think? Well, then those are the Russian brides. That's a whole different site.
Right.
You know, mail order brides.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
In terms of, I know you said compatibility, but also opposites may attract initially, but then after some time may create conflict.
And that's what we were saying before. You can expand on, you know, being exposed to new things.
Right.
But when cultures, religion, maybe even political views are so off, eventually I think it'll cause some stress.
Yes, that's true. So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about advantages of online dating.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloane Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power Hour
at 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloane.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Welcome back to New Beginnings, and if anyone wants to call in, you can call in at 877-480-4120. We'd love to hear about your specific situation.
Yeah, if you have a good story, a success story, yeah. Or maybe not a success story, maybe absolutely. A devastating story.
Something that maybe you can help some other people, our listeners.
Right, with. And now also you always reach us at the Mediation and Family Counseling Group number, 917-662-7913, or go on our website at www.mediationandcounseling.com.
Yeah.
That's us. Okay, so the advantages of online dating. One of the things they say is it's fairly inexpensive for some. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess so.
I mean, it's not
there are some free sites, so that's really inexpensive.
So, well, it is inexpensive, but remember, you get what you pay for.
Well, I mean, the free sites actually say that there's a conflict of interest.
That's true.
With the paying sites, because they want you to keep paying, so they don't really want you to stay with somebody long term.
A lot of times, though, I do know that some of the people that I know on the online don't have the funds to pay, and so they are a little stressed out about, like, well, what if I meet somebody, I can't even take her out to dinner? So just
well,
beware.
Maybe you should work on your,
and there's nothing wrong with
first.
When you meet that person to ask them, you know, first of all, what's your issue? Right? Like, what's your major issue? Like, if you
would do
therapy,
that on the first date? Would you do that on the first
get
date?
Get that out of the way.
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
What right. It's like, you know, do you
I
have,
don't think people are doing that.
Well,
I mean, this is
I
the thing.
Would.
Could you imagine on a site saying, I have no money, especially a guy. I have no money. I'm paying child support. I'm paying alimony. I have no money to date.
Mm-hmm. And I'm living in a basement.
I'm living in a basement in my brother's house.
but you know what? If it's true, you're going to find out anyway. So you might as well put it
out anyway,
there.
Yes, but you're
I'm in the middle. I'm in between things right now.
I'm in transition.
I'm in transition.
That's the new word. I'm in transition.
Transition. That's right. They're the keywords. Anyway, so
maybe
and
that's
I think
what you put on your site. I'm in
transition.
Transition.
But I do think that it's okay to ask that person, like, what their situation is, what their financial, just ask them. I always encourage, like, not to say how much money do you have to let them know, like, you're interested in their money, but you want to know, like, are you a spender? Are you a saver? Do you have any, you know, money problems? In fact, that if I were to... If ever you were in a relationship, would you find that would be a stressful conflict between? Because you know what the five conflicts between relationships are. And one
I don't
of
think
them
guys
money.
Want to be honest about the money if they're having problems with it. They're
listen,
not
you don't
be
have to
honest.
Tell me
you
how
know
many
why?
Zeros.
Because in their head, and this may be different with young people, like 20 years old and so. But I think when you're older, you have that, you know, that thing in your head that you have to pay for the date.
Well,
when
that's
you're
the
a man,
other thing.
You feel like you have to pay for the
so
date.
So what is protocol? What do you think protocol is for you meet somebody? That was the other thing. I do try and discourage my clients from going and meeting at a bar. I don't know about you, but after a couple of drinks, you are a lot cuter than you know what you are. So I know that if too much alcohol is going to skew and sort of distort the perception of that person, and then you have to be with them at another date when you're sober.
Yes.
So if you set
not a
off,
good idea.
I don't think so. I think the best thing is to meet during
You want to meet before dinner. You want to meet either for breakfast or for lunch.
You want to meet in the
coffee,
daytime. You
Starbucks.
Want to see them in the light.
Yes.
And you want to be able to be with them sober.
Yeah.
And then you schedule
but
just an hour.
Not,
take a walk together
yes,
with a cup
yes.
of coffee.
It can't be that long. And make sure you schedule something afterwards.
Go get a, you know, a drink somewhere and walk in the park or take a walk somewhere.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if you don't want to lie to that person, make sure you schedule something that's an hour later that you have to be at.
Or you just, yeah, and then, well, with all the liars we know, you can just lie.
Well,
and
you
say
could
you
lie and
go
say
somewhere.
You have something, but
right.
mm-hmm. if you don't want to lie, then schedule something right afterwards so you know that you have to leave, and you could always set up a second date.
And that's what we want to go for, is that getting that call back.
Yes.
Get that call back, because it's going to help you feel better about
feel
this
better.
Whole situation.
That's true.
And one other thing is, before you get too drunk, mm-hmm. you've got to kiss them.
Oh.
You've got to have that kiss sober.
Are you saying on the first date?
If the first date looks good, but not necessarily, no. But I'm saying when it starts getting to be that, like, you're interested, and you're both interested.
Second date?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe the third date. I don't know how long. It depends on how long it takes you to, you know, to get turned on. But the thing
well,
is.
Well, it might happen the first
no,
date, though.
No, I'm serious.
That might
I've never
the
been
first
more serious
time.
In my life. You have to be kissed before you're drunk.
Uh-huh.
Because the kiss has to be genuine. It can't be a drunken kiss. Because then, you know, you don't really know.
You mean a slobbery kiss?
Well, they just, you know, just don't know where it's coming from.
Are you saying that it's not a good kiss then?
I don't think it's a real kiss. I think it's just a drunk kiss that you're just, now you're just
So warning. You just want to kiss people.
Yeah, well, now you're just drunk and that person's looking pretty damn good. Okay?
Doesn't really matter.
You know, sometimes it takes a six pack. Sometimes.
It could be the light post on the corner.
That's
hey,
all.
I'm kissing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but you know, it would be great if the person said, listen, you know, and you're not, they're not drunk. And he says, hey, you know, do you mind if I kiss you? And you can say yes or no, but you know that he wants to kiss you because he wants to kiss you, not because he's drunk and horny.
Right.
That's all
right.
I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. Thank
I gotcha.
You.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So advantages, less stress, right? So there's less stress.
Less stress.
More fun. Less
more fun.
Stress.
Less stress, more fun.
More flags.
Yes. Okay. Sounds like a good ad for more flags. Look for the flags. Know what the deal breakers are.
Mm.
Right? If he smokes, hey, if he doesn't show up, if he shows up or she shows up and mm-hmm. she's not smoking because they don't want you to think they're a smoker.
Yes.
And then in the third date, they light up.
Yes.
It's bullshit. Right?
That is bullshit.
Okay. That's all mm-hmm. I have to say about that.
Well, also, there's no obligation. You can view as you please.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I think what happens though, with the on-site
yes.
Is they can see when you're looking at them.
Oh.
That's what I said. Because I've heard them say, like, oh, I can't
obligation.
Read.
I see you looking at me.
Yeah, like you have to keep, because they can
Why
always,
do you keep looking at me, but you're not responding?
But you look like a stalker because you're looking at their site.
Yeah, so that's not good then.
Well, no. And then they open up their email and there's 49 pictures of you because you've been stalking them. That's
so,
scary.
So know when you're stalking someone.
Right. And know when you're being stalked.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Don't go to a movie.
Why not?
Don't go to a movie when you're first meeting the person. Come on, you have to find a place where you can both talk.
That's right.
All right.
I agree with that. You should definitely be talking.
And no chit chat. Oh, and one of the things they say
what
on
do you mean chit chat? Weather?
Listen, don't brag about your kids. If you have kids, and you wait till they ask about your kids. Mm. Don't be showing pictures of your kids unless they ask.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So
I gotcha.
The other thing too is you want it on your email or when you're on the phone.
Yep.
One of the suggestions is don't be like so sarcastic and too overly humorous. Stay like in a have a conversation with the person. You know, when somebody's just
well, you don't want to be totally serious.
No, but you don't want to be flip either, where you're just kind of making these
right. Because then you look arrogant, maybe, and
or you can't hold a conversation.
Mm, okay.
All right, with substance.
One other advantage is that you're exposed to new ideas and new people that maybe and ideas that maybe you wouldn't ever come in contact with in your local area, you know, something, or in, you know, where you go to. I mean, if every day you're going from home to work, and that's, you know, that's all you have exposure to. I think the online dating sites give you exposure to a lot more.
It
opens up your world tremendously.
Expand your social circle. And also, don't go just think you have a type. you know, play it around, try different things, you know, try different types of men
you
or
mean
women.
Like blondes, like I can only date blondes. You mean that kind of thing? Is
Are
that
you
what
telling
you're
me
about?
Something? Because I'm not a blonde. All right, so get it out there now. If
you're not?
I'm not a blonde.
Oh.
I'm a redhead. And if you prefer a blonde, then we'll talk later.
But is that the type that you're talking about?
Is that the type you're talking about?
Or maybe you're talking about the guy who wears the wife beater t-shirts. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah,
is that
try
a type?
Something new like that. Well, no, that's usually your type. That's why you're online dating. And that obviously hasn't working out.
Right.
No, go
so
with
So if
maybe
I wear my wife beater t-shirt, that's not a good thing to do.
I would love to see you in a wife beater t-shirt. Do you even own a wife beater t-shirt? I'm getting you a wife beater. No,
I
you
used
didn't.
To.
Get
yeah.
out, really?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I thought everybody did.
Wow.
No?
No, but I think I'm going to run to the store.
So is that a type, though?
I think it tells you something about that person.
Like you look like a Guido, then?
Say something like somebody you're not really typically into, like about very conservative corporate type.
Right.
And you're like, well, I'm not more
so
of a hippie
type. So that's a type, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, somebody who might be a little bit more straight-laced.
Yeah.
But you
so
might
you don't
find
know
them,
what
you think
they're like
boring.
You don't know what they're like when they don't have their suit on.
No, and you want to see them in a more playful way. But at first, right. if they're putting out a photograph.
Serious.
I think maybe, isn't it one of the good things is to have like multiple photos?
Yes, that is a good thing. In multiple different situations, maybe playing tennis,
uh-huh.
maybe in front of a Christmas tree so they know you're Christian.
Yeah, but
you know,
I don't think.
So I don't know. You're,
but I don't suggest having your kids in the picture. I think that's dangerous.
That's probably not a good idea for the first time.
Not for any photos anyway, because
but
you don't
I will
know.
Say. I will say that should be a boundary for you. When you are putting up your profile, you really need to say that you're looking for somebody. If you have kids, you better be looking for somebody with kids.
A lot of times
you
they say, listen, if they
that.
Don't have kids, they don't understand.
They don't.
And they don't have the sensibility.
Oh,
so
although
really,
I did hear success stories with where it did happen, where they didn't have a child and they were okay because they didn't want to have children. And this way they had children through the other person. So I did hear some success stories that way. That's not something I recommend, though.
I don't know if that would work for me.
I just don't recommend it.
I think parenting changes you.
It definitely changes you, and you have a priority. I mean, your kids become your priority, and that's,
and
you
if
know,
a single
you,
and if a person who doesn't have kids doesn't understand your inflexibility with
exactly,
the schedule.
Exactly.
And I have heard that the one who doesn't
You're
have children
like,
ends up being very selfish. They,
right.
Because they can be.
You're feeling selfish. You're like, how come, you know, it should be about me. I want you to think about me.
And typically those who choose not to have children don't want that responsibility. So that
right.
also says something about their character.
Yes, it definitely.
And there's nothing wrong with not having children, but let's be realistic.
That's right, but you have
it does
to
change
understand.
Who you are when
Absolutely.
You don't have children.
Absolutely. Okay. So how do you get started?
I don't know. How do you get started?
How do you what do you create in your profile?
Well, I think what I say is that you put out something like who you are and what you're looking for.
Right.
I don't think it's just about like, okay, you know, I like songs that, you know, in the rain and I like, you know, walking
so basically
on the
you
beach.
Said you said in the past, if you like the same bands, that's all you needed
back in the day
point,
when you're 20,
the
but there's
right.
a lot more to it now.
So let's talk about a lot more to it now, because Summer Mangles in Melville is a great mortgage broker, and there is a lot more now that's needed than there used to be. And there's reasons for this. It's like, you know, in terms of Homeland Security, in terms of the economy and all these things, they are looking for a lot more paperwork now than they ever used to look for these things because of what happened with the mortgages and people weren't able to pay and things like that. So when it's time to get a mortgage, you
or refinance.
See, or refinance, you want to talk to Summer Mangles from Wells Fargo. She's in Melville. Her phone number is 631-752-4843. And again, tell her Dana and Don sent you.
And give the number again.
It's 631-752-4843.
And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. And
we're Dan and Don from the Mediation and Family Counseling Group.
We are.
And we're also talking about those who actually after divorce, right? And you're dating again.
Post-divorce, yes.
Post-divorce.
And maybe you have some kids and you want to get them involved in your dating process.
Now, a lot of times these divorces have occurred because they've noticed that their spouse is online already. And they say, what? And then that's how the thing starts in the divorce. Next thing you know, they're sitting across from us at a table.
Right.
But, you know, they've already moved on past the marital commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So online dating post-divorce has a whole nother host of issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Right.
You're a different
kids,
person than you were 20 years ago.
Right. There's an ex involved. There's kids involved, possibly.
Right. Right.
So,
and you're dating again for
you're
the first time.
Again. Right.
All right. So what do you say after hello?
Well, it may be a while, too. It may be a while.
It may be a while.
Since you last dated, it may be a while.
That's what I'm saying.
You're unsure.
You've been married for a long
time.
Absolutely. So you're kind of out of the...
Well, I'm going to say what you shouldn't say. And you shouldn't talk about your kids
unless the other person asks.
Unless
and then keep it brief. Don't go bragging about it because
they don't
care.
Really care.
No. Your kids
they
are really
cute
to
you. They want to look like they care, but that's it. And no complaining about the ex or the past and that sort of thing. You don't have to go into like, you know,
whining and
how many people
and
you've dated also you shouldn't be talking about and that sort of thing. So
right. Keep it respectful and get to know each other.
Yeah. So you want to ask some questions. Ask some questions that basically help you understand the other person. Maybe you ask them about money. You know, if you had $5,000, somebody gave you $5,000, where would you want to go?
That's
how would you spend
and
it?
And you can find out things
right.
like that without going into specific.
Simple
if
things.
You had money, yes, exactly. What would you do with it?
Right.
Should they talk about the 72-hour sex cycle?
Probably not.
All right.
Probably not initially. What's your sex cycle? I don't know.
What is your sexual intelligence IQ? Okay.
Yes.
What else should they talk about?
Well, they shouldn't give their personal contact information. I don't recommend doing
not
that
not of the first date. And I don't think you have to divulge all your personal garbage out there either.
You
be
don't
so
want to do
personal.
That. Yes.
A lot of times I hear them saying like, well, I don't want them to not know about this stuff. I said, yes, but when they've earned your trust, you share with them some
right.
of their personal
You don't want
past.
everybody on the street knowing your personal information. So
and
it's
there's
like
no
when
need
you know,
to let them know right from the
right.
start. Like when I said, what's your issue? All I'm asking is like, do you have like an abandonment issue? Do you have an anger issue? You know, if you were in therapy, what would you be talking about? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, you're a social worker. That's why you want to hear that stuff.
But that's to say, just imagine
I don't
if you were
know
brought
that
in,
other people want to think that.
Should you talk
I mean,
about arrest?
You know, the
were
thing
you arrested?
Is this, you know, you know, the thing is like, you have to know what you're looking for, right? Because I hear some people say, you know what? I don't want to know all those things. All I want to do is like be with somebody.
I just want a companion. Nice,
I want to have a nice night. I want to talk about things. I want to maybe go see a movie. Like some people don't
But that's one of the things you have to put out there in the profile.
Yes.
Not looking for a serious relationship. I'm looking for somebody who has, you know, I'm just looking for something casual.
Yes, but it could also be exclusive casual.
Yes,
right? Which is a little different. Maybe it's not a deep personal relationship, but you still want a committed relationship, but maybe you don't really care about getting deep with that person.
Well, you can let them know right off the bat, maybe I'm not thinking about getting remarried. I may not want to get married again. Some people say, do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? Those are important things that are going to come up, because if you're not in sync and on the same page with each other when it comes to those big topics.
I would say those things you have to let the person know right away. I mean, that should almost be on the profile.
I think
because
it should
be. Because why even bother going on a date if you're not going to get to where you want to go to? Like, what's the point? Unless you want to practice, if you're trying to practice
dating.
Listen,
if you're just coming out of a divorce, too, the chances are it's probably not a good idea to start thinking about a serious relationship anyway.
That's true. So maybe you don't want, maybe initially you don't care about those things.
You just want to go out. You want to feel like a woman again.
Or a man. I don't really want to feel like a woman.
I know. You know, sometimes you just want to get dressed nice with somebody who, because obviously you're divorcing somebody who has never said, or lately has not said how pretty you are or made you feel.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, you are pretty. You're pretty. You're very pretty today in that nice purple shirt.
Oh, thank you.
It's a good color for you. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you want to just be open and honest and let that person know what you're looking for.
Right. Okay. So when do you decide to go exclusive, mate? You know, when do you go exclusive?
Yeah. When do you? I mean, is it okay to talk about that?
I don't think so. Oh. I think that is a really bad thing to talk about. Well, I think you want to talk about the exclusivity part, but I don't think you want to be telling somebody, oh, I'm going on another date tomorrow.
Right.
You know, like those sorts of things should probably stay. And if the other person asks because they're curious, like, how am I doing compared to everybody else? Mm-hmm. Listen, I just want to focus on us.
And get to know that person.
Yeah,
right.
I want to focus on you. I want to know who you are. Don't be asking me about everybody else.
Right. I think a lot of times it's a man that's worried about that, too. It's like he's being
Both sides.
And a woman doesn't know if he's really a player. And she wants to know if he's a player or not. And then that makes him feel very insecure. So it's
the
beginning of the set, say, you know, this is okay. Now I've heard, listen, I have another month left on the site. Because right now, don't you have to find, I want bang for my buck.
Oh,
a little bang, and bang for my buck.
That is funny. Yes, I'm sure people are thinking like, okay, I got 30 days left. How many dates can I get in within that 30 days? You know what? I'm going to do breakfast. I'm going to do lunch. I'm going to do an afternoon snack. I'm going to have coffee.
Because I am not going to renew my, a lot of times I say, listen, if I didn't meet somebody in the 6 months that I signed online, I'm not renewing this. This is pathetic that I'm still paying and I'm renewing my
membership. That is definitely a different perspective than what I was thinking.
But the point I also want to make is if you're going to be on or your membership is expiring.
Yes.
Can you let that other person go, well, so I have about another week left. Should I renew?
Ask the person.
I'm thinking about renewing. Should I?
Yes, should I?
Oh, I shouldn't?
So ask.
And that person, no, don't
you
renew.
You definitely shouldn't renew.
No, go offline because I want to be online, but I don't want you online.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too. Like, I don't want you online because what if you see me?
And I'll tell you something else. I've heard where somebody goes offline and the other person said they were going offline.
And then they both stayed online.
Yeah. But they found out from another friend.
Oh, God. Okay, so that would go under the pitfall column.
Yes, and I think you're putting yourself in a very vulnerable position. So another thing is about the rejection and all of this sort of...
You have to understand what impact you're
Yes, you have to know it. So remember, don't lose your sense of humor. Don't take it so seriously.
Yeah, well, I think, I'm almost thinking, and I'm not sure if we said this in the beginning, but with the young people... I think it's more about them. It's like, oh, let me try a different flavor today.
Yeah.
Let me just try a different flavor. It's like they're just trying something new. And I know you said in the past, 20s is for dating all the wrong people. I think, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean you can't find the right person. But I think the reason for you saying that is because you think people should, you should continually look and continually try. And just, you know what, because there is an awareness that you gain from from being with somebody else, you learn things about yourself.
Absolutely. And that's why it's important to have different, lots of dates.
Right.
And
right.
And what you want, too. What's a good match for you.
Right. And one of the things you said to me in the past is that even though you may not even understand certain things about you because it's subconscious with you, mm-hmm. you don't even know how you're being perceived and things like that. You just know what you're saying and you feel like you're being a certain way, mm-hmm. but then you're perceived a different way.
Yeah, I always ask people, like, how do you experience her?
Right.
That person is listening, hearing that, but like,
question.
Wow, you experience me that way?
Right.
And that's how they go, yeah, you're controlling and you're bossy. Really?
Right. So maybe you ask those questions, like, how do you view me? Like, what do you see in my traits?
Kind of like that. So, you know, like, what is that saying? It's like, you know, enough about me. Let's talk about you. How do you like me?
Okay, that's a different spin on it.
All right. But then again, so you'll know, first of all, we are talking about our instincts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of times after the post-divorce, too, you're a lot more vulnerable.
Yes.
Take it easy on yourself, right? Don't go rushing into anything.
Right.
All right. And also, I don't think it's a good idea for you to shop with your kids. Don't let, you know, your daughter, or your son pick out guys and girls for you.
No matter what age.
I don't
think
it's appropriate.
No matter what age. Even if they're 17,
I just don't
it's still
think it's
not a good idea.
Right. Okay.
So you also want to maybe grow and develop and learn something about yourself with the meeting, right? You learn things about each date that you go on, which then you could add to your profile and things like that. And, you know, the idea is that you continually work on these things, work on yourself, work on your relationship, work on your relationship skills and things like that. And just think of it, you know, like you said before, just have a good time.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to sort of grow and develop.
And in terms of the boundaries, I know we said this before, but in terms of the boundaries, I know we said, you know, because sometimes people are lying about things. You have to keep those boundaries there and you have to make sure the other person is aware, because if 3 dates from now they come out and they say, you know, I didn't really say this, but, you know, this, and I noticed you didn't really want that, you know, maybe like smoking, a simple thing, right?
Or over drinking.
Yeah. So that's it for today.
Yeah, there's so much more.
There is a lot more.
Get back to it. But if you want to ever contact us through Mediation and Family Counseling, give us a call, 917-662-7913.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
Well,
next week
we're going to talk about single parenting.
Wow.
And we'll talk to you then.
All right.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Don.
We are certified mediators. And I am a family and couples licensed therapist and author of Please Don't Buy Me Ice Cream.
Our show, New Beginnings, is about helping you and your family recover financially and emotionally and start the beginning of your life.
We'll answer your questions on divorce, family court, co-parenting, personal development, new relationships, blending families, and more.
Dana and I will bring you to a place of empowerment and belief that even though marriages may end, families are forever.
Join us every Monday starting September 10th at 10 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Everywhere you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
TalkingAlternative.com.